Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Life has shown me that people can change a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back when I first started working here, I used to be an upbeat, bubbly person with big hopes even bigger biceps.
Yeah. I wish I got to see that, Jeffrey.
He was really built at one point.
But fast forward to today, I'm a hollow shell of a man with a damaged heart and arms the size of raisinettes. And why am I telling you all this? Because a lot can happen in just 5 years. And one of our listeners says he went on a date with someone that long ago.
Whoa.
And is now finally reaching out to us for help.
Yeah, he's playing the long game, I see.
Yeah, they got
hard to get.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, you could have contacted us earlier.
Yeah, looking back on it, I probably should have, but I was a little tied up.
I see. It says here in your email you currently work in insurance, but back when you met this young lady, you were a budding actor. Is that right?
Yeah, I was doing acting for a while, and then life happened, and I kind of had to get the 9-to-5 going, so I went down that road.
By life, you mean bills happen, and you actually have to pay them.
Yeah. Right.
I get it.
Adulting sucks.
Yeah, exactly right.
Wait, who is this woman?
Well, her name's April, and I haven't talked to her in 5 years.
Wow.
Okay, and how did you meet her?
Well, so she was an actor as well, and we were in a Shakespearean play together.
Oh, that's cool. That's romantic.
So you're like a real actor, a play actor.
And it's either like you made out on stage or you killed each other on stage. Which one was it?
Well, fortunately, we got to kiss a little bit.
All right.
Nice. I didn't have to kill it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is like this is the tale as old as time with the actors that work together on a movie or on a play. And before you know it, they're in love.
Yeah. The on-screen chemistry goes off screen.
That's right. Is that what happened?
There's a lot of romance going on in those plays. You get really into it when you're acting, and especially in a Shakespearean play. And so, we just really connected, I thought, on stage, but then it may sound cliche, like you said, but it was off stage as well.
So did you guys actually go on a date, or was that your time with her was doing the play?
That was the time with her doing the play, and I had things going on outside of the play, so I was pretty busy outside of that. Mm-hmm. But after the final show, we're real excited and things like that, and it turned into a long date that night.
Oh, okay.
A cast party, end of show. What do they call that when you wrap up a production?
I think it's called a wrap party.
Wrap party, that's it. Yep.
So,
good name for it.
Yeah.
Some sort of party after they wrap.
Yeah.
What do they call them?
Those actors.
They
large vocabulary.
Yeah,
you know
they nailed
that.
It.
All right, so what happened when you hung out with, you said her name was April?
Yeah.
What happened with you and April that night?
We walked around the city a bit. We popped into a museum, and that starts to put love in the air a bit more.
All very cultured of you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are like Shakespearean actors.
Artsy,
going to museums. Like, what the heck?
I know. He listens to our show. Things have really gone downhill for you.
Yeah. So
that's cool, though.
How was the art museum?
It was great. You know, I like in a location like that, you get a lot of time to talk and chat and sneak around the corners, kiss a little bit. You know, we were still in the zone.
So what happened after the museum makeout?
Well, we both live in a place where we have to take the subway. So we were going to hop on the subway. And so we got down to the platform and it came, we popped in, and then this is where it's tough. It's, I looked at her and I just said, I'm really sorry. I can't do this.
What?
And I stepped out.
Wait, you just left her inside the subway car by herself?
Yeah.
Alone.
Why?
At night, after a date?
I mean, I know the lighting is terrible at those things, but like, she couldn't have looked that bad.
Were you acting?
No, it's almost like a scene from a movie. I get it. Like, last thing I saw was her like going away on the train, just looking a bit shocked.
Yeah, I would have been like, what the just happened?
Juliet Montague, happened. I will see you in another lifetime.
Wait, why?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. I was engaged at the time.
Oh,
bro.
And she didn't realize that? She didn't know?
No, just we got caught up in the acting thing, and I kind of felt myself drawn to her, and so I didn't really you know, you don't bring everything up about yourself.
Oh, and let me guess, it didn't work out with the fiance. Shocking.
Well, it did, and then it didn't. So I ended up getting married.
What? Oh, my God, why?
We were married for 4.5 years, and so here's where we're at, is I'm now divorced, and I'm hoping that maybe I can get in touch, or you can help me get in touch with April again, because it's been killing me. Like, I'm not going to say it ended my marriage, but, like, I'm not going to say it wasn't something that was on my mind a lot, you know?
You mean cheating on your fiancé before you got married? I mean, this, like, it's hard right now to be on your side.
Yeah, it's like, because it's romantic. Like, you can't fight love, and you still never forgot about it.
But he's single now, so.
And sometimes you can't help, like, who you're falling for.
No, it's not like they were married and they just kissed. But you can't help making out with other people while you're engaged to someone else.
Part of it was acting. Part of them making out was just on stage, and then it slipped out onto the real world.
Oh. I mean, April has to know that you got married and that you were cheating on your fiance with her. I mean, there's social media. There's no way she didn't see it.
That's very possible that she saw it, but we have not communicated, and she never reached out, and I never reached out.
Yeah.
And, like, hey, I'm not saying I'm in the right. I'm like the anti-hero in this story. Like, I have my flaws.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I admit to being wrong.
Good.
Okay.
But it happened.
Yeah. All right. Life is
messy.
Let's
go get your girl.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can have a happy ending to the second date update. We're going to play us. No.
Oh, no,
not
like...
just a normal Shakespearean happy ending. That's all I'm trying
to
say.
That's what I thought you were saying.
No, just a second date.
Move forward.
Okay. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We'll call April for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hold on, man. But soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the D train northbound.
Ah, that is definitely the D train.
And April is the confused lady I left on it.
Oh.
If you're just tuning in, one of our listeners, Mike, met a girl named April 5 years ago while they were acting in a Shakespearean play together. And soon, their onstage chemistry turned into offstage chemistry on one romantic evening. But that night ended with him vaguely saying, "I'm sorry, I can't do this," before leaving her standing on a subway train as it pulled away.
Man.
And the reason why he did that is because turns out he was engaged at the time and he felt guilty.
Yeah.
So he called it off. And now 5 years later, Mike is hoping to finally reconnect with April and see if there's any possibility of rekindling what they had all those years ago.
Oof.
Now, Mike, I've been thinking about this during the break. And if we can get April on the phone, we can definitely talk to her about that night, but I really think you should be the one who explains to her what happened and why you left if she hasn't figured it out already. What do you think?
Yeah, I need to face it. I did it.
Yeah. I mean, I would maybe speak more eloquently than that, but I mean, you talk to us from the heart, and I think that that's all you have to do. And it could be that we get April on the phone and she's married happily and doesn't want to talk to you at all. So
it's a possibility.
Real
man.
Actors cheat all the time, so you're good.
Yeah. You know?
That's how you make it.
All right, man, you ready to do this?
No, like you guys are mentioning, she might be married and stuff. Now I'm like really nervous.
That never crossed your mind before. I do not understand men.
I'm gonna dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for April.
This is she.
Hi, April. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
What is this in regards to?
How do I even explain this?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot, April.
I hope you're not too busy right now because we have something that we would like to do with you called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, this is really interesting. Okay, I wasn't expecting this at all.
Okay.
Okay.
So the reason why we're calling is because we recently got an email into our show from a guy who says he went out on a date with you about 5 years ago. His name's Mike.
You may know him as Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're Romeo. He wasn't Romeo.
I'm not sure.
I may have messed that up. I'm sorry.
You guys, I think that she needs to sit down.
Yeah. So Mike says that he met you a long time ago when you were both acting in a play together.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
Wait, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just so random. Like, it's been a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. and he understands that Mike told us a little bit about your relationship together, about kind of connecting when you were working together in the play, and how it kind of went off stage one night and you guys had a romantic evening together. Do you remember that?
I remember that. So what did he tell you about it exactly?
Oh yeah. Now. Okay.
I mean, well, he had very nice things to say about you and said you guys had a great time together checking out an art museum. You made out a few times even.
You had
and
a lot of chemistry you, walked you were acting together.
You walked around the city.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he does admit the night ended a little bit awkwardly down in the bowels of the subway station.
Why is it bowels?
I don't know why that word came to my mind.
Yeah, it did, actually. It did. So I'm really interested to hear what he had to say about that.
Oh, like the actual goodbye?
No, like why in the heck would he do that?
You mean leave you?
Yeah. I mean, any of it. It was the strangest thing.
In that moment, like, what were you thinking?
I don't even know what to think, honestly. Yeah. I was so excited. I liked him, and he just, like, bounces.
Yeah.
And I never hear from him again. So I was hurt. I was, like, really hurt.
Yeah. Not a good feeling.
And I think part of the reason that he reached out to us to get a hold of you is because he feels guilty about how it played out.
Yeah. I'm sure he feels guilty.
Yeah. Oh. And so here's the deal, April. I would love to tell you why Mike did what he did and the whole backstory behind it, but I think it would sound a lot better if it actually came from him.
Okay.
And the thing is, I can make that happen right now because I need to let you know, Mike is on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my heart is beating for you.
Yeah.
Mike, stage left.
I'm here. Hi, everybody. Hi, April.
Hey. So what's up?
Well, a lot. Where do I even start with this? Like, I hope you've been well. I know this is weird talking after all this time and kind of how everything went down and everything. It's been eating at me for a while because I was having a great time. Like, I heard you just say that, like, you liked me and I liked you. And then the problem is that I had someone else in my life and I made a commitment to them. Like, I was engaged. Oh. And so when this all just happened so fast, it was like I had that moment of clarity and I reacted, and I know it wasn't the best way to do it. I know it, like,
why didn't you just tell me that you were engaged?
Right.
Well, because I think I was falling for you a bit, and it just all kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, and I just had to step out of it.
Yeah, in Mike's defense, when you're making out with a girl, it usually doesn't go well when you say, oh, by the way, I'm engaged.
Dude, they did a whole play together. He had plenty of opportunity to bring it up. I mean, April, how are you feeling right now?
Like, my heart is pounding because I have thought about him since it's happened. And it took me a half a year until I could get back on that train. And this, like, really affected me.
But you could, I mean, not to keep defending Mike here, but you could understand when you're in the situation where you have these conflicting emotions going on, and he really likes you, but he also has this fiance. He just didn't know what to do or what to say. Mm-hmm. He didn't know how to say it to you. Could you understand being in a situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand, but, like, I was dating somebody at that time.
Oh.
Wait, what?
You were also in a relationship when that was going on?
Yeah, I was in a relationship, but I wasn't engaged or anything like that. Like, I was just in a relationship.
Hold on. Makes it so much better.
Wait, what kind of relationship?
Yeah. I had a boyfriend, and we were together for, like, 3 years.
Oh. A long-term boyfriend.
Like a live-in boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a live-in boyfriend, but it was,
Wait, you had a boyfriend you lived with?
Yeah, I did, but I wasn't engaged to him.
Well, yeah, but, like, you live with him. Now I'm a little shocked.
I'm really confused. Why did it take you 6 months to get over this when you were...
She was still dating.
I mean, weren't you actually kind of grateful that he just left? Because then you don't have the guilt and the drama yourself?
No, I totally get what you're saying, but, like, I really liked Mike, and I would have thought about leaving my boyfriend for him at that time.
You guys are kind of perfect. Cheaters. Yeah, you're both, like, double-dipping.
Yeah,
so
you're
neither
perfect.
One of you were single at that moment, and...
Both fell for each other.
You won't have a healthy relationship, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
Wait.
But I said something. I stepped out, you know?
No, you don't get to take a moral high ground here, Mike.
In a weird way, he did.
I know.
Like, I'm sorry, but he literally was like, look, I went too far. I kissed her. I got it back off. It's awful.
She just would have kept cheating on her boyfriend until he made the first move.
Okay, we're not picking who's the worst cheater.
No, they're both terrible. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, both options are awful. Like, you don't explain it to her, and then you leave, and you assume she's sick. I mean, like, here's my question. Are you both single right now? Because I feel like we really need to double check on this one.
That's a good point, Brooke. Mike, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single now.
Okay, good.
April, how about you? You single?
I'm pretty much single.
What?
Whoa, wait a minute.
What does that mean?
That means there's some guy out there who doesn't think he's single.
April.
It's complicated. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. I can still date other people.
So, sure,
up until the wedding next week.
You're unattached. After the wedding.
Love is messy, guys.
Well, I mean.
Are you both still interested in this?
It sounds like they are, and that's why I think this is the right time to ask April.
Hey, like, I'll save you guys the time. Like, I have this romanticized thing in my head, and then to find out she's been cheating at the time.
What?
I'm a little offended by that, actually.
You were cheating, Mike. You both were cheating.
I may be a bad person, and I may have done bad things, but what she did is worse than what I did.
Okay.
Oh, whatever you need to tell yourself.
No, that was a Shakespeare quote. That was Shakespeare right there.
Sorry. Yeah, that was part of to be or not to be.
Yeah.
Cheat or not to cheat.
That is 100% not true, and you're stupid because I would have gone out with you again.
I think that's Shakespeare, too.
Macbeth.
Yeah. I want to see this play
He really has a way with words.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.